Chvod Yom HaAtzmaut, because of this wonderful day, we're going to learn two quick pitzkot. We'll review what we did yesterday in Orot from Rav Kook. Again, this is written before the establishment of the state, so therefore there's concepts here that are fascinating, and it's not necessarily... It's the concept behind what we have today, and therefore this is really, really interesting how you wrote this before. So the number is Zion, it says, Ein ha-medina ha-osher al-yon shel ha-adam. In a classic government, in a classic state, the medina, the government, or the state, is not the upper joy. It's not the ideal of the person. Zenitin la-hamer medina regila, she'ena ol le'erach yoter gado me-chevrat achrayis gedola. Because by a classic government or a classic governance or a building or etc., it's just that I am part of something larger that provides me a service that I would not get if I wasn't a part of something larger, right? So it's a communal responsibility.
The government is
so the government is responsible to take out the garbage. So therefore, what am I doing? Shenisharu hamone ideos, that all these different ideas, sheinateres achayim shanoshios, that is the crown of people, merachvim mimalo, that really goes above it, hovers above it, ve'enu nogimba, meaning that the idea of me being part of a government is that it's just that I benefit by the communal responsibility that I'm a part of. Okay? Again, when I'm part of a building and I pay dues to the building, I get my garbage taken care of. It cleans the stairwell for me. However, however, if a country is it is ideal, meaning its establishment is based on an ideal, which it's ingrained in its existence, in its ideal, it's the point is that the yachid, the individual, is now expanded. Medina zuhi be'emes yirteliyano besulam osher. This medina, this government, this state is the highest rung on the ladder. Medina zuhi medina seno. This is what's called Medina Yisrael. Yisod kisei Hashem ba'olam, the foundation of the throne of God in this world. Shekoch hafetzah, because its whole desire is sheyeh Hashem echad u'shmeachad shezeu be'emes yosher yitel elyon. Emes sheosha niskav zeh tzorach ulebior aruch kedei lahalos aru b'mei choshech avu lo b'pnei zeh yechdam u'yos osha yitel gadol. In other words, Israel, the state of Israel, in its ideal, I'm not saying that that's how it's necessarily being played out yet, but it's an ideal. The formation of the state of Israel is an ideal of representing God in this world. So it's not that I'm a part of something larger in order to benefit from it. I'm a part of something larger in order to give to that larger. So in other words, what it happens to me now as the individual is that I have the whole nation within me. So everything I do is not in order to receive, but everything I do is to give.
That's the opposite of what he said elsewhere.
No. No.
We draw from it.
We draw from it in order to be it. In other words, well, that's what we're saying about Yom HaZikaron. So Yom HaZikaron comes right before Yom HaTzmaut. The day of, we commemorate the soldiers losing their lives, right? So it's not just a tragedy. A tragedy means if I'm giving up my life, right? If I'm part of America and I gave up my life to be part of the American dream, which is that the American dream is that I can be the best me and I can be free to be me, but if I give up my life to be me, it's a loss. But if I give up my life for the world, that's not a loss. Make sense?
Up until then.
What?
Up until then.
Up until the last one I just said?
I'm saying that we are...
The ultimate of self-sacrifice.
Ah.
That ultimate of self-sacrifice, by here, and what he's saying over here is that the point of the government is not that I could benefit. The point of America is that I can benefit. So if that's the case, if I lose my life for that benefit, it's a big tragedy. But if the point of my life, i.e. the state of Israel, i.e. what it's supposed to be, is not that I could have my garbage taken out or I could have freedom. But if the point is that God exists through the country, so me giving up my life for it, it's not just a tragedy.
That's awfully deep.
That's awfully deep.
Wait a minute.
So what Rav Kook is saying over here is that whether you want to say America is wants to affect the world and democracy, and there's a difference between that and the Jewish state, there is a difference. Still, that is an ideal, that I'm giving up my life for something greater than just my country. So that is an ideal that's similar or parallel to what he's saying over here. But the idea is that most governments are there to protect, solely to protect its citizens. And if that's the case, if I give up my life for that, essentially that's a big tragedy and that's a big loss. However, if the base of the government is not just to protect its citizens, but it's to bring a certain message to the world, Yisod Kisa Hashem Ba'olam, that's what the state of Israel is supposed to be, the revelation of godliness within a state, then the tragedy is not just a tragedy, but it's I'm part of something much larger. And that is the greatest part of the individual. The greatest part of the individual is that I'm part of something larger. That's what he's saying in this first piska. Now, the second part will be the second one about, what do you mean? It started off not as an ideal. It started off with a bunch of Jews who needed a place to run away to from persecution. That's going to be the second half. Okay? Good. That's statement number one. Now
I just want to add one thing in here.